9:35 here at WJJQ. Our guests have arrived for our Friday morning forum, and we're happy to welcome to the radio this morning from Northwoods Community Realty. Our guests are Jackie Leonard and Keith Hansey. Jackie and Keith, good to have you along with us. Jackie, good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Mr. Hansey.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And what team are you supporting today?
Today, St. Norbert. St. Norbert, today. Yeah. Okay. Zach's down in Florida. Oh, on a 10-day swim trip for St. Norbert.
Very nice. I know it's either the Pointers or the or the Norbies, so one or the other. Great. Yep. Good to have you guys here. Jeff's under the weather today, so I have the honor to visit with you here for the next 25 minutes. And Jackie, another year in the books. How many years have you been at the helm of Northwoods Community Realty?
This is year 20 for me.
Wow, 20th year.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible how time goes so quickly?
It does. Seems like just yesterday, but I guess that's a good thing. You know, just more years under my belt in real estate. It's been a fun ride.
And every year is always a little different, isn't it?
It is. And this year has just, looking back, you know, I say this all the time, you know, in 20 years of real estate, never saw a market like this. And I really don't know that we're going to see it again. We're starting to get back to normal. I'm going to say normal. I just did a market analysis yesterday. And, you know, you're talking pricing and everything. And all my comps that I printed out were just for country homes,
okay.
And only one sold for over ask price, and then one was at ask price, and then the rest were, they priced it at this, they ended up reducing, and mm-hmm. They were on the market for 60 days or more. So there's a lot more of that coming on, and it's just getting back to normal. That's, to me, that, you know, that's more normal.
Makes more sense.
In 20 years of real estate, I had never seen a market where we had almost every single property was multiple offers and over ask price. So
you sometimes hear that in the big cities and some of the areas where people really would like to be. Did you ever think, you know, in the previous years that we would see a real estate market where people were paying tens of thousands of dollars over an asking price and fighting over a property and throwing money at it like that?
Yeah. No.
How could you ever predicted that?
No.
Yeah, that was incredible.
If I would have, I would be.
You would have bought a bunch
I'd
of property.
I'd have been retired by now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I would have bought more property.
Yeah.
So I think, and part of it is, you know, just with the low inventory, I think that will definitely continue into next year.
Okay.
Because the price of building is really what drove all of this, I feel. You know, the price of building a home used to be very affordable. Like a country home was very, very, a high-end, newer build, you know, like 10, 15 years old in the country. You had a hard time selling those properties because people could just buy a piece of land very cheap back then and then just build what they want. So if you had a higher-end home, it was almost impossible to sell those homes. And now, you know, those are actually in quite a demand. So I think the building costs are not going to go down. It's just material and plus the labor cost of that type of building. You know, that's, the trades are definitely in demand, and they have to pay those people way more. And we have a lot of people that are our age that are really good builders that are retiring.
Right.
So I don't think that is going to go down. And so I think that will hold those home prices up of existing properties. It's just going to be way cheaper to buy existing than to build.
Mm-hmm. And of course, still a big demand for you know, the water properties, and a lot of those properties are becoming harder and harder to find too, aren't they?
Yeah. Even 20 years ago, I can remember they're like, well, they're not making lake lots anymore, and it just seemed like we were out of them. And then, you know, we went into a different market, and then even now, it's like, I don't know where the lake lots come from, but they seem to, you know, there's just things that have not been developed, you know. So more and more stuff gets developed.
Sure. And Keith, I know that you've had listings and stuff where a lot of times people will buy property and just tear it down and then start from scratch on, you know, a nice lake lot, mm-hmm. just because that is probably the best case scenario to get a nice lot.
Yes, definitely. We're still seeing, well, in this last few years, you haven't seen like the small cabins on the lake sell to be affordable for somebody to tear down. So you see a lot of them get remodeled or added on rather than full tear downs. But the lake lots and lake properties are still in demand. We're still seeing that, but it's still a shortage. So
sure. Do you think things will pick up a little bit, Jackie, if the interest rates start to come down? I know they're talking maybe 0.75%, by the,
Yeah, they've already come down a little bit.
Have they now?
That
good.
Has definitely helped. So I think that'll help going into spring. Hopefully in election year, they're going to want to make things look look good. So
sure.
I think they'll keep those rates down, and that'll be a good thing for people that want to upgrade, because they're having a hard time letting go of this low rate and then moving up into a bigger home. You know, how do you give up 2.25% if that's what they had, before? So sure. I think that will help those people feel more comfortable upgrading and spending a little more on their interest rate.
Are you starting to see some of our seniors now, relocating either smaller homes or maybe, some assisted living things, or moving in with their kids or something like that? I think you're starting to see some of that, aren't you, in the real estate market up here?
Yeah, I sold probably 4 homes this last year. That was the case, where either it was a second home and they just couldn't come up and maintain it anymore. Mm-hmm. They're relocating to like a milestone or a different facility. Sure. Just so they don't have to maintain a house.
Sure. Well, 20 years, Jackie, you've been a big supporter of our Tomahawk Northwoods community. I know you're president of a Star Foundation, and they got a big event coming up tomorrow, the Star Splash. You said you've been in training for the Star Splash, huh?
Yeah.
Jumping in the cold water every morning?
Yep. I've been going in the mornings trying to build up my brown fat and keep me warmer. So we're staying in there for, I think I had a minute for every $1,000 that I...
Wow.
I think, or maybe it was even every 500. So
okay.
I know last year we stayed in there for quite some time, but it is something that I feel very passionate about, mm-hmm. Northwoods Community Realty. When I started, to be able to give that money back to the Star Foundation to help support Tomahawk area resources. So that's what the Star Foundation stands for. And we're excited to have that event tomorrow. If anybody wants to come out and watch, it is from noon till about 2 o'clock. We do the jumping, but we have tons of raffle baskets. I just posted the raffle baskets on the Facebook page, and it'll be a great event.
Yeah, good. So it's at Castaways, mm-hmm. formerly the Happy Snapper, for folks that are coming from outside the area. It's same location, the mm-hmm. Snapper, just a different name, Castaways Bar and Grill. Raffle started noon, and jumpers probably hit the water about 2.
Yep.
Good.
So it should be good.
So how long do you plan to stay in the icy waters of Lake Mohawkson tomorrow?
I'm still collecting pledges, so if anybody wants to go out there and do some more pledging, I guess that keeps me in the water a little
All
longer.
Right. You are a dedicated young lady, I'll tell you. I couldn't do that, Keith.
No, I did it last year. In fact, I think it was 1 year ago today when we were sitting right here. I got talked into it by a certain radio station.
Yes.
It is a great cause. We jumped for the Guhamets and raised money, help out the Star Foundation, also help out, your nonprofit or sure. whatever organization you have. So
it's probably a very simple way to earn money, I think. I mean,
yes.
You're going to be there for a few minutes and in and out and, raise some pledges. So there's an opportunity for nonprofits to make some money.
Or
tomorrow.
A few seconds, because I think I hit the water and I leapt out of there.
You must have hit one of those icebergs there.
It's chilly. Yeah, it's very. Yeah. But it's not bad. Yeah, you're in and out.
Got some new folks, Jackie, that are going to jump tomorrow? Or
yeah, if you want to check out people's Facebook pages, they have like where you can donate right on the Facebook page. I know Hometown Christmas and Crossbridge is jumping. I'm not sure who they're jumping for. I can't remember. I think the VFW has somebody. And
Hockey is
jumping again. And Night Owls.
Good. Well, that'll be great.
Yeah.
So noon with the raffles, jumpers hit the water about 2 o'clock at Castaways, so come out for that. You do a lot for Star Foundation, but you're also involved in some other things. Got to see you guys in the Hometown Christmas Parade. That was awesome. And what a beautiful night that was, wasn't it?
Yeah, we just love that event. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to come up with different ideas, and I like it that they have themes and that we can kind of bank off of that. But what a wonderful event that's turned into for the Tomahawk area, and we can't wait to see it grow and grow, and hopefully next year we'll come up with something bigger and better on our float.
I thought you guys did a great job. It was really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to do those things, a lot of volunteer hours, you know, with STAR and all the other things that you're working with. Keith, of course, has had a lifelong experience with the Quamets, and, you know, it takes a lot of work to have volunteers in your, you know, in your real estate office, so it's really nice that your folks chip in.
Yeah, thank you. We try to give back to our community in any which way we can, and I just feel the, besides, you know, donating, I think the most valuable thing we have is our time to give in and volunteering for these different things, because, you know, that's something that we are always in need of, is, you know, people to volunteer
and
in the community.
It seems to be harder and harder to find people who want to step up and volunteer for things that, you know. So hopefully that'll change. Maybe some New Year's resolutions to get involved with some different things. So
that'd
good.
Be great. We're always looking for people on the STAR board too. So
absolutely good. All right, let's talk a little real estate. So what are your thoughts here for the year coming up? We talked briefly about it, knowing the interest rates maybe will be coming down a little bit. Are we going to see properties, more properties, Jackie, because the real estate is because of the interest rates are down? Are we going to see more properties surfacing now, and maybe the aging population, those types of things? What are the forecasts for the next year then?
Yeah, I think what we've seen in the last couple of months is a little peek into next year. Unfortunately, I think with inflation, I think a lot of people are getting pinched, you know, in the lower bracket. And we have seen some foreclosures come on the market. So if somebody is looking for an investment property, want to buy something, fix it up, I think that will definitely be an opportunity coming this year.
Okay.
Which is unfortunate, but I just feel like we've all been to the grocery store, whether it's gas, and thank goodness the gas prices have come down. But that is a big impact on people that are living paycheck to paycheck. So we encourage anybody, if they are struggling to make their payments, I had back in the day taken a short sale class. So we are very versed in, like, if I want to, you know, sell my property, maybe I owe more than it's worth, which in this market should not be the case, but sometimes it is, depending on if the property has decreased in value because of the shape of it. We would definitely be able to help those people out. And we will do a free market analysis, come out, tell you what your property is worth, and at least give you your options. I met with a whole family that is trying to decide whether to sell their parents' home, and are they going to hang on to it? Are they going to rent it? And I'm more than happy to meet with them and give them their options. Very versed in, I have 7 vacation rentals myself. So if somebody has questions, whether they should, you know, go that route, rent it out, depending on the market, you know, is it now a good time to sell, or should I hang on to it and sell in a couple years? The answer to that is, I think definitely the prices probably will only go down from here. I just, because my 20 years of real estate brain cannot wrap my head around the market staying this high. You know, everything goes up and down, and I've seen it be high, and then I've seen it not so good. So I think we're going to head into that next year, just still low inventory, but we've already seen the buyers drop off. Because of the rates. I guess it all is going to hinge on that.
Sure. Your thoughts, Keith, on the upcoming year 20?
And I think we're going to start to see some of those second homes that were scooped up from 2020 till now. People are back to work. They're not working from home as much, where a lot of people, when they bought those, they were able to come up here and work, and then maybe their kids were at a certain age. Now they're getting a little bit older. They're busier. They're not using that second home as much. So I think we're going to start to see some of those come on.
Sure.
Same with vacant land. You know, they may have bought a vacant land just to be on the lake or out in the woods and just not using it enough. So I think we'll start to see some of those start to come on in the next couple of years.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense, too, because the people are so darn busy now, it seems, that those extra hours or extra weekends that you have just don't seem available as much. And, boy, to have a second property, have it up here and only get up here, you know, once or twice a year, that is a pretty pricey thing to have.
And when we meet with sellers and they say, oh, we only came up 3 times last year or 4 times, and it's just not...
You hear that quite often, I bet.
Worth the cost. But when they first buy it, they're excited and they have the time. But, you know, as we've seen in the area, more and more people are going back to work.
Sure.
You're seeing some people still work from home, but excuse me, more companies are having their employees come back in.
Sure.
So that takes away from your time up here. So
I should have started the show by giving folks the best way to get a hold of you guys, Jackie. Pass along your telephone numbers, your email, websites, all those types of things to let our listeners know.
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-453-2673. Or you could check us out on the web at northwoodscommunityrealty.com or northwoodscr.com for short. And we have all our information on our listings there. You can also set up a drip campaign to get all the new listings that we have coming on the market or any property. As most people know, it's all part of a big multiple listing service, so we can help you with anybody's property. And we're really looking forward to next year with doing more buyer agency and really working for a specific buyer to find them a property. One thing that we have found is somebody would sell their home if they had a place to go. Right. So we're really going to be focusing on if somebody wants to, hey, I would really like this type of home, and then they would sell if they found something. So we're really going to try to work that aspect of it and find somebody a home, and then they would feel more comfortable listing their home for sale. So that's our goal for this year is we got to try to figure out how to help people better in that aspect.
Right. Talk about your agents. You know, we get to visit with Keith on the radio here. He's hanging out with you here, and we love to have him here. I know Opie comes in every once in a while. Talk about your agents that you have. You guys have a lot of people with quite a bit of experience in not only the real estate trade, but the building trade and some of these other things, too, that are important in your business.
Yeah, we had some great year-end numbers. You know, Opie did a great job this year. He always says that he's not packing his lunch as much, but he actually was one of our top agents this year. So he had the most sales even over, our full-timers. So that's I have to say that. Opie's listening.
It's just rigged.
And Keith's not happy.
No.
Good for Opie, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think a lot of it is the agents in our office are full-time, and they're working it every day and watching for properties and very experienced in pricing properties. I think that's super important not to overprice things in this market because a lot of people just feel like, oh, everybody's going to overpay. But it's very strategic to be able to price things appropriate so they don't sit on the market and then you just look like you're overpriced and people will wait for it to come down. So we don't want that to happen. So they're very good at that. And
who are your other agents that you have?
So Dionne Graber, she's, you're in your
eighth year.
Mm-hmm. And Dionne was a little bit before that. And so she also had a great job. We just looked at our stats on how many showings.
Okay.
And she was the one that showed the most homes this year. So she got that. She really does work really hard for her buyers and runs and shows all over the place. She's put a ton of miles on her car.
She's got a lot of energy.
She does. And Samantha Oslos.
Yep.
Formerly Samantha White. She had a baby this year, but she still, she took some time off, but she was still out there and had a really great year. So she is our buyer's agent that does work with buyers exclusively, so she definitely has her pulse, on every new listing that comes out, and also put a ton of miles on her car.
Sure, great. And with your office right along North 4th Street, if you're at the corner of North 4th and Mohawk heading to the hospital, you'll see your office right there.
Yep,
you always have somebody in the office, don't you? And you guys are open all the time. I mean, I go home, 6:30, and I see the lights on, and normally your Jeep is there.
It is, so we're definitely staffed full-time.
Okay, good. And let's talk a little bit, too, about some other things going on in the real estate business. You were talking about the transition maybe from a home to, an apartment or a smaller home. With a little luck, sometime maybe this spring they'll start some construction on the new apartments that are supposed to be coming to Tomahawk. And hopefully that still is going to be a go. And, boy, that would be a huge shot in the arm to have some nice one-bedroom, two-bedroom apartments, maybe some duplexes and those types of things. Because we haven't seen that in years here.
No, I just really feel like Tomahawk is so low in places to live. And I get that all the time where people are, you know, they have to rent something in Rylander or Merrill, and they have to commute here. So I think that will be definitely a big help. And we get those calls every week. People looking mm-hmm. for somewhere to rent. So I really feel like Tomahawk kind of got behind on the housing thing,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
is good for... It definitely keeps our property values up, and I've always felt like Tomahawk has a really good mix of jobs, you
right.
know. I mean, we are very, very fortunate, even when the market does go down. Merrill Rylander, I think, didn't have enough diversity,
mm-hmm.
you know, like
mm-hmm.
Merrill had a lot of window companies. Well, they were all window companies, and you know, when that went down, they hurt a little bit more than the Tomahawk, where I think we just have a really nice, diverse job
right.
pool here.
Yeah, we're lucky. We have the best of both worlds. We have kind of the mm-hmm. you know, the lakes and the waters, but we mm-hmm. have the strong industry too with our mills and stuff like that. So I think yeah. we're very, very blessed to have that for sure. Yeah. yeah. Keith, any thoughts here before we wrap things up today?
No, I think I'm excited for next year.
Okay.
I think it's going to still be a good year. And you know, to piggyback on those apartments, if they do get them, and I think that's going to open up some more housing for first-time home buyers.
Yeah.
You know, if you have some people that can get a two-bedroom apartment and then sell their house that they don't have to maintain, I think it's going to help that, because the last few years it's been tough for first-time home buyers.
Sure.
With prices and just not much to choose from.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a good thing.
I think there are a number of people that we all know that if there was a place to move, get out of their house, mm-hmm. you know, and move to someplace with no maintenance, and
right.
and I
yep.
think they would be ready to go pretty darn quickly. So hopefully mm-hmm. that'll come about starting this spring or mm-hmm. you know, this summer, keeping our fingers crossed for that. Anything else that we want to touch on, Jackie, before we wrap things up here in our conversation this morning? It's great to have you guys in, and I know we have plans that you're going to visit with us on the first Friday of every month this year again. Is that still
yep.
okay?
Yep, that's planned, and we're looking forward to the home show again. So
good,
just,
yep. good.
Just got all our stuff in for that, and that's always a great opportunity to see people in the community that we've sold to. It's just one of the highlights of you know, just being able to touch base with people, and you've sold them something and they tell mm-hmm. you all the improvements that they did. And we actually did ornaments at the end of the year, and we dropped those off to our clients, and it's we got to actually see some of the improvements that they even made. So I always like to see how they've improved the property and talk to them. So
sure.
Thank you for hosting that.
Oh, yeah. Our pleasure. We're looking forward to having you back. You're our neighbors. We wouldn't know where to go in our booth if you guys weren't there to find our way home, you know.
That is correct.
Yeah. We want to talk a little bit, too. How is the office up north going? Is that you guys doing okay up there?
Yeah. So the Lake Tomahawk office, John Helverson is
yep.
our agent in the Lake Tomahawk office. And we recently have somebody that's there a little more often, so
okay.
People see the sign on a little more often there, and
good.
So that's a market that we're always trying to expand in, and just have that opportunity to be a little further north and have an office there.
Is that scenario pretty much the same, a little further north, that you're dealing with there as we're dealing with here, you know, as far as property and hard
yeah.
to find and those types of things?
Yeah, especially yeah. around that, like Tomahawk.
Yeah, I thought
that
so.
Chain is tough to get on, but
yeah, very hard. So
yeah.
it's we have definitely a list of people that are looking, and we're always, you know, just trying to match make properties with people.
Sure. Well, great. Well, wish you guys nothing but the best. Happy New Year. Good health. Jackie, I'm not sure about you jumping in the water tomorrow, but I know you've been training.
Yep.
So thank you for doing that for our community, for Star Foundation, and for being the head of the Star Foundation. I know you put a lot of work into that program, and we really appreciate it. And Keith, won't be long, you'll be water skiing again.
Yeah, hey, hopefully soon.
Saw a picture of somebody water skiing not too far around here the
yeah.
other day.
Yeah, we actually talked about going out on Christmas Day, putting a boat in, because the river was open.
I know it was.
We
yeah.
just didn't. We didn't get
I think
to it.
Better thinking that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be in the water. I'd just be driving.
Even that would be cold.
Even that would be cold, yeah. As always, thank you guys for being with us, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Great.
Yes, thank
All
you
right.
very much, Greg.
My pleasure. Thank you, guys. Jackie and Keith from Northwoods Community Realty, give them a call at their office here right along North 4th Street at 453-2673. Jackie, I wanted to tell you, too, I loved the snowman. on your property. The snowman was just awesome on the property. Got a chance to see him every day we went by across from Chuck's on your vacation rental.
Yeah, so many people have like stopped and had their picture taken with him, and it's been fun.
He is great. So build on that next year. Maybe have a snowman family.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. Thank you, Jackie. All right, that'll wrap up our visit today with Jackie and Keith, Northwoods Community Realty. Happy to serve you, of course, for all of your real estate needs. Check them out on the website, and they're more than happy to have all those listings. Any questions, feel free to give them a call at the office, and that number is 453-2673. Jackie will be one of the jumpers tomorrow for the Star Foundation Splash at Castaways. If you'd like to come out and watch the jumpers, there's still time for you. If you'd like to jump, too, as an individual, you certainly can do that, and be there about noon for the raffles. Jumping will take place at 2. Castaways, of course, formerly the Happy Snapper, for those folks coming from out of town that are not aware of that. And that event going on tomorrow for the Star Splash.